Thank you very much, and hello everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to your SSR2 leadership call on the 2nd of March 2020 at 1730 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Denise, Eric, Lauren, and Russ, Mike and Org, Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda, and Heather is here. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking, and Russ, you may begin the call. Thank you.
Thanks. So as I was saying, I think the first thing we need to do is decide if we're going to extend, but I don't think we can know how much to extend until we have decided when the face-to-face meeting will take place. I didn't get a chance to go look at the doodle this morning. Doing that now.
While you're doing that, Russ, I know it's not quite so relevant for this group, but just in case you haven't seen the announcement, ICANN has decided that there will be no travel through March.
Yes. I did see that from some people who were planning to go to the IETF and had to cancel. Obviously, we're going to have to see what the trend is with the virus to know whether that's going to be extended even further.
Yeah, and they're going to make a decision in a couple of weeks with regard to that. So it may just be worth keeping in mind. And as I said before, you know, the team can certainly make a request for a face-to-face meeting. But at this point, it will just be a request. We can't confirm anything.
So what I see is we can do the 2nd and 3rd and get 10 and 11 people, or we can do the 5th is a Sunday, but the 6th and 7th we could get 10. Why did we not ask about the 4th?
I'm not sure.
That is an extremely good question.
Brenda, do you know? Was there a reason? Or?
Oh, let me look. 4th of August? April, I mean?
April.
April, yeah.
April 4th, I don't know. It's a weekend. I guess I didn't include it.
But you asked about the 5th.
I don't know. Let me think. I have nothing. It's not a holiday.
Huh. No, we talked about the following weekend, trying to avoid because of Easter.
So I would have to admit to it being an error.
Okay.
I have no other explanation. I'm sorry.
I think that happens when you have 40 different options for people to consider.
Yeah. Complexity too high.
Yeah.
So it's clustered around that weekend that we get people. So we'll have to figure whether we want to push it to the end of the previous week or the beginning of the following week to make things work. But so if we figure that around that weekend is when the meeting will be, how much time do you think the team needs to get the comments in order to come to that meeting prepared? I would say at least a week.
Yeah, so this is Lauren. I would prefer to have a little bit more with everything having to go through comment. So it's March 2nd now. If we add 2 weeks, it would be March 16th, which would then mean 3 weeks. So we could maybe go for March 23rd, and then we would still have 2 weeks and a little. I think that that would work for everyone.
So that's the beginning of IETF week. No, so that's the beginning of IETF week. So as far as I'm concerned, giving to the 23rd is the same as giving to the 28th. But others, your mileage may differ.
Yeah. So if we give to the 23rd, sorry, I said something wrong. It would be a bit more than 1 week. The 16th would be 2 weeks. Sorry.
I thought
it'd be 2 weeks to the following weekend.
Our current deadline is the 4th, right? Or did I get that wrong?
Originally, it was the 4th. That's correct.
Okay. And so we're thinking of extending it to the 23rd?
That's it. That is Lauren's proposal.
I mean, I was just giving you the
So that's
the times,
more than one of the requesters and less than the other, right? GAC asked for all the way to April 4th.
Yeah, and you saw my note on that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd like us also to factor in, you know, clearly this is going to be a judgment call among us, but I'd like us also to factor in that traditionally everyone waits to whatever the deadline is.
Yes.
I don't think we have any comments right now, do we?
One editorial.
And this is a very important aspect of our work, is to consider these comments as we move into finalizing the draft. I don't support extending it for 30 days personally. I would prefer really around the 2 week mark with a note to this particular constituencies that have requested 30 days to indicate that, they have a commitment for us to consider their specific comments if they arrive within 30 days.
So the 18th would be plus 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I would suggest like the 20th.
Okay.
Personally. But I'm not, you know.
That's fine.
I won't split hairs, Lauren, if you think the 23rd is the...
Oh, no. Again, sorry, this might have, fallen by the wayside. I just gave these dates so we have something to talk about. I think the 20th is totally fine. As I said, I prefer us having a little bit more time to go through all the comments before we meet. Also, get the stragglers all in and, all of that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you.
Eric, anything?
Yep, that all sounds fine to me. The 20th, if anyone really wants 23rd versus 20th, end of business, close a business, start a business. You could do close a business on the 20th or start a business on the 23rd, and you could call it even, except someone gets a weekend. But we either get a weekend to look at comments or they get a weekend to write comments. But I shared Denise's observation that it doesn't matter when the deadline is, that's when we're going to get our comments.
Yep.
Okay, so anyone object to the 20th close of business? Anywhere in the world, I assume, right? I don't know how.
Usually it's a UTC, but honestly, the public comment forum is not going to close at that time. So it's
okay. All right. Okay. So do you need anything more from us other than the 20th?
No, that's perfect. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. So then we got to decide when we're going to ask for this face-to-face. We clearly have a spike around the weekend of the 4th and 5th. The 6th and 7th are equally well, and so is Thursday the 2nd. So how many days do we need? My gut is 3.
So I just want to mention that it was hard to encode this in the Doodle poll, so I didn't. But depending on the venue, it changes my profile of attendance completely.
I totally am not surprised to hear that from you.
Yeah, I didn't know how to, I figured a lot of this subtext was probably known, but also just for clarity, I did remember that one of the weekend days wasn't there. I didn't remember it was the 4th, but the 4th, that weekend works out great for me. Like, I could have done 3, 4, 5, but 6 was teaching. So just something to say.
Oh, that's why the 6 is empty for you.
Yeah, every Monday and Wednesday I teach, and it's very difficult to extricate from that, and sort of takes Herculean.
Well, so if we're in Brussels, it means something even different to you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I think Brussels is kind of out of people's preference space anyway. I mean, we have 13 people who have a preference for LA. And 7 for Brussels. So
right.
DC is, I think, at 9, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.
It'd be 10 if I voted.
So, Eric, if we were to go for LA, what does that do for you? Would you be able to fly on Monday, or would you have to fly Sunday?
Yeah, I'd have to fly Sunday because you lose a day coming this way, and I teach at the end of the day on Monday. So, that would, you know, teaching is one of the invariants you got to do.
It's the job you chose, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Lauren. Denise, go ahead.
I was saying, so Eric, you didn't vote?
Not for the venue, yet? Just because I didn't want to shoot down an entire venue just because some of the days were a lot worse than others.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm happy to go to D.C., if it means that the people on the committee who have actually put pen to paper on the draft report can attend. So I think the Doodle poll is informative, but I think in the interest of sort of aligning everything so that we can finish this report and be done, I would wait more towards the venue that the people who drafted, who have done drafting on the report can be there. Those are the people that odds are we'll also be doing drafting on the final report.
But Lauren said he can't go to D.C.
Oh, no. So I just wanted to propose the following. What is wrong with Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Eric can fly back in time. I could fly back in time. And we can do L.A. And I think that would work, no? Or did I miss something here?
I can't be in LA on Thursday.
Okay, you would have to come in at night. Okay, yeah.
I have to fly out Friday morning as soon as I can get out on any given week.
Oh, okay.
So I think we made a mistake on this doodle for place by saying prefer as opposed to can do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we're learning as we talk.
I think
Lauren answered prefer, not could do.
I mean, it's more complicated for some weird reasons right now. But I could maybe realize another possibility. So Eric, just to confirm, this would be the same for you every weekend. So this is location specific.
Okay, so since we're recording, this is, can we pause the recording? I just prefer not to have my personal life splayed out on the internet.
I totally understand. Yes and no would have sufficed. But
give me 1 second, please.
I'm happy to.
Okay, so the personal stuff behind us, if we're looking at Los Angeles or DC, because the Brussels, we're going to get a lot fewer people. It seems to me that we get Eric, and if we schedule carefully, we can get Lauren in DC, but we will lose Eric if we go to LA. Is that correct?
Are we talking about a particular weekend, or you mean just in general?
No, in general. Well, particular weekend is around the 4th, 5th.
Okay, so on the 4th and the 5th, I wouldn't be able to do the 3rd, and I'd have to leave on the 5th. So it would sort of be like...
You'd be there for one day.
Yeah, one and change maybe at best.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or that's LA. For DC, yeah, I can do 3, 4, 5.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to propose that we do 3, 4, 5 in Washington. What are your individual reactions? Denise?
I'm fine.
Lauren?
Should work. Also note, we should probably ask because there are also other resource constraints that are not us. So that is something we have to keep in mind, but it looks like I would be able to do it.
Okay. And Eric, you just said that would be okay with you, right?
Yes, quite happy. Thank you.
All right. So let's compose a note to the team that says, if we did Washington 3, 4, 5, yes, 3, 4, 5, what could you attend? Yes, no. Could you do that doodle for us, Brenda?
I can, yes.
Okay. That way we'll know whether we're going to have critical mass. And we'll get us past the what did prefer mean, I think. Jennifer, is there anything you have to do till we get that confirmation? Can do?
Well, we can certainly check with the DC office in case they have any concerns with availability on those dates in the meantime. But until, I guess we'll wait till... the close of the doodle poll to put the official request in.
Okay, great. Yes, because if the room's not available, we have a different problem.
Yeah, right. And so I would obviously suggest that we close it like 48 hours or something, like the sooner we can.
I agree. Well, I was going to suggest Wednesday as well.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay. So Friday we have the long call from 3-hour call to go through the issues that are in the document now. I was amazed at how slow we were going on last Wednesday. Is there anything we can do to make this go more quickly? Any thoughts? I'd love to hear them.
This is Heather. I listened in to the recording since I wasn't able to make the call, and I wasn't at all surprised at the rate that you all were going. Which is why when we had originally suggested we could do this in a day, I was very glad I was on mute, because this is how long it's going to take. As long as we have to, you know, have discussion and consensus, it's just going to be a slog to get through them. I do still have on my action item list the need to create a table with, you know, that we can take every single recommendation and compare it against the SMART criteria. So that's something that I intend to have done before Wednesday's call.
There is no call on Wednesday.
All right, then before Friday's call, but I still want it done by Wednesday.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you didn't.
Do I still have that in my calendar? Oh, look at that. I don't even have it on Wednesday. Never mind.
Okay. What I'm hearing is it's going to just suck, but keep at it.
I'm afraid so.
All right.
So I think it might be helpful. I think it might be helpful to be if we were a little more specific in our agenda and more directive in what members specifically need to do to prepare and in advance of the call.
So I can certainly send a follow-up when Jennifer sends the agenda that basically says review all of the comments that are in the Google Doc so you know what your opinion is when we show up.
Yeah.
That's easy to do. I still think we will struggle with the, where are we again? You know, that just happens.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable, I think, when doing this remotely, unfortunately. I think there's not much we can do.
I think we also need to start reinforcing that we're working towards finalizing a draft, which means that we've, you know, really moved from the broad discussion phase of our work into the redlining phase. I think we need to make sure that we're all getting out of general ideas and discussions and making sure that people are offering a specific written language if they're proposing changes. I think that could help.
Yes, and although Casey warned us she's going to be talking about deletions as well. So we should be prepared.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Is this the time for us to start using the IETF adage send text? Or is that?
Yeah, that's probably a good point. And I think that's exactly what Denise was saying.
Yeah.
Don't just say, I don't like this. Say what you like better.
Yeah. It's just, I've seen it used to great effect when somebody's waxing, shall we say, poetic, and someone says, great, send text. And that sort of kind of puts the onus right back on the speaker in a kind of admittedly curt way, but seems to convey the message if we're willing to do it.
Yep. All right. Well, if we get bogged down and someone is doing that poetic thing, I can say, can you type some text into a comment right now? So that we can see what you're suggesting.
This is Heather. The good news is one of the people that has the most to say has actually written the comments down. So we have text and deletions. So that's a start.
Indeed. Okay.
By the way, apologies that I missed the meeting. My phone actually completely died, so I wasn't even able to get on email or phone to do anything. So, but I should have followed up. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of trouble with connectivity. I think it was on my end because of something happening on my commute. But so I wasn't able to join the first 20 minutes of the call. But if there's something I missed that.
If you look in the front of the document, you'll see what we did.
Yeah.
Because we put suggestions in that, because Heather wasn't there and we didn't want to do anything permanent. So we used suggestions. Okay, is there any other business we have to do today?
Not for myself.
Okay, then I think we're done. I'll send that follow-up note as soon as Jennifer sends the agenda.
Thanks. I'll get that out shortly.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.